as he wanders around the Galleria, Jensen wonders when everything got so complicated. He used to feel like he had his whole world under control, including most of the people in it. His friends were loyal, all the boys he liked always liked him back, and he never met a test he couldn't pass. Now it's like he's been dropped into some bizarro world, where up is down and down is up, where well-dressed, well-groomed, gorgeous guys like Wentworth Miller end up being arrow straight, where little boys like Chad fall for men like Jared, where the healthiest relationship he's encountered is the borderline dysfunctional romance of Tom and Mike. He feels like he's got his head on backwards or something. It's seriously disorienting, and it's making Jensen crazy. And why is this whole Chad and Jared thing driving him so fucking nuts? What does Chad even see in Jared? His hair is way too long and floppy. He listens to the lamest whiny indie rock that sounds like it was recorded in someone's basement. He's out of control when it comes to pastels. Plus, he somehow missed the memo on how flannel stopped being cool back when grunge got as stale and unpalatable as four-day-old bread. And okay, maybe Jared's incredibly gorgeous, with a body that would make Michelangelo weep. But how could he possibly be interested in Chad? Jensen doesn't care how well his jeans fit. Chad will always be the kid who doesn't know DKNY from New York and Company. Hell, he probably can't name any of the state capitals, and he seriously knows nothing about penguins. Jared needs someone who knows about these things, who can actually carry on a conversation with him, who he can banter with and hang out with, and be silly and comfortable and... Jensen gasps. Oh my God. He places a hand on his chest, checking to make sure that his heart is, in fact, still beating. I love Jared. He pinches the skin of his wrist between his thumb and forefinger. Not dreaming. I am totally butt crazy in love with Jared. Jensen sits down on a bench, gazing up at the palm tree fronds waving lazily in the perpetual LA sunshine. Okay, so, he thinks, now what? Later that afternoon, he sequesters himself in his bedroom and takes out the sparkly pink notebook where he'd made his first effort at writing erotica a few days ago. He didn't get very far, because it is not easy to write, okay? Possibly the one thing more difficult than actually having the butt sex is writing about it. He reads, Dimitri was tall and dark-haired, with broad, well-muscled shoulders and a gently tapered waist. His tight t-shirt clung to his pectoral muscles, outlining the curves of his chest. Hans felt his heart begin to beat faster. Dimitri was so gorgeous he could hardly stand it. When he licked his lips, he felt his heart flutter in his chest. Dimitri reached out and caressed his cheek with one long finger, his touch as powerful and as hot as a thousand suns. And yet Hans shivered. Jensen blew out a frustrated breath, wrinkling his nose. It just didn't seem right somehow. It was boring. Cliché. What's your writing? A voice comes from over his shoulder, and Jensen nearly jumps out of his skin. It's Jared, of course. He's sweaty and shirtless, wearing only swim trunks that ride low on his slim waist. He's definitely getting a tan, too. His skin is lightly bronzed and glistening. Spring break in the valley clearly agrees with him. His navel is right at Jensen's eye level, and he's so close Jensen can see moisture collected on his lower abdomen, just above the thin trail of dark hair leading to interesting places. Well, Jensen's interested anyway. Jensen starts to say, but he can't breathe, which is so totally inconvenient. Jared's looking at him like he's got tuberculosis. Okay, ooh. Get it together, Ackles, Jensen thinks. And then, Mummy said never lose your cool, because then you might run cold. Nobody likes you when you're cold. It's for the lit mag for my high school, Jensen tries again. We're donating all the proceeds to Saving the Penguins. Jared arches an eyebrow. Really? That's awesome. The Penguins are definitely in need of saving. Totally, Jensen says. I was watching that movie about penguins. March of the Penguins? Jared asks, eyes brightening. No, Happy Feet, Jensen says. It's supposed to be a kid's movie, but it's got this seriously deep message about how we need to save our precious natural resources and respect all life on the planet. Jared smiles faintly, nodding. Cool, very cool. He turns to go, then swivels back around to face Jensen. Do you have plans tonight? He asks. What, other than feeling awkward and confused and trying to write porn based on something I've never experienced? Jensen thinks. Not really, Jensen says. If you're interested, I'm going to be working on some intensely boring research for a case for your dad. Jared, it's your spring break, Jensen objects. Your dad doesn't really understand the meaning of vacation, Jared says ruefully. But I was thinking of putting on a DVD to help counter the ennui. Maybe you'd like to hang out. We could watch March of the Penguins. It's an incredible film. Jensen cocks his head to one side. It won, like, Oscars and stuff, didn't it? Jared's mouth tilts up into a lopsided smile. And stuff, yeah. Jensen abandons his erotica efforts in favour of a dinner of leftover pasta and microwave popcorn, which is way high in carbs, but it's been a rough week. Dr. Atkins can go fuck himself. Jared sets up the DVD and then dumps a cardboard box of files out onto the floor. Whenever there's files around, Jensen starts itching to sort paper. So he gets down on the floor with Jared and helps him put the documents in date order. Thanks, Jen, Jared says, and there's a softness in his colour-shifting eyes that makes Jensen's chest clench. While they're doing it, they listen to the narrator describe the mating cycles of penguins. And, okay, that should not sound as sexy as it does. In fact, Jensen knows it's not sexy. There's, like, months of snow and rain and ice and going hungry and being cold involved, which Jensen can't even process. He definitely knows what it's like to go hungry, but being cold for extended periods of time? God, no. Jensen's lived in SoCal his whole life. He doesn't do well with any temperature below 70 degrees that's achieved by something other than the AC. But still, sexy. Really sexy. Because Jared's shoulder is brushing against his, and Jensen can smell him, this deep, almost piney scent, like he spent all day out in the forest. When he talks, voice low and sticky like honey, his breath smells like Twizzlers and mint gum. Jared's kind of a candy fiend. Jensen's seen him sneaking it sometimes, when he's not chowing down on granola, or tofu, or organic produce of some kind. It makes Jensen happy, knowing that Jared's not perfect, that he's got a weakness and flaws like everybody else. Jensen? He realizes that Jared's staring at him expectantly. He blinks a couple of times, then says, "What?" Jared brushes one long strand of hair out of his eyes, I was just asking if you need someone to proof your stuff for the lit mag. I was an English and philosophy major in college, you know. I've got lots of experience with editing. Jensen flushes. I don't know. It's kind of personal. Jared lifts an eyebrow. So personal you feel fine sharing it with a whole bunch of strangers? Good point. It's just, I've never written anything like it before. Ms. Gamble, my English teacher, she suggested I try writing erotica because it's something different and people don't do it enough. Plus, there's this tendency to malign the genre because it's supposedly smutty or trashy, when it can really be beautiful and... Jensen pauses to take a breath. He knows he's rambling, but Jared is looking at him with wide, steady eyes, and all of a sudden none of his filters are working. This sucks. It's up to you, of course, Jared says. I'm just curious. His smile flickers with just a touch of naughty, enough to make Jensen's heart palpitate. I don't shock too easily, Jensen, Jared says. So if you're up for it, I'd love to read what you've got. Jensen feels faint and a little queasy. It's just so hard, Jensen says, no pun intended. Because, like, I can see these characters in my head, right? But I don't know how to translate it onto paper. Well, what do you see happening? Jared says. Sometimes it helps to talk about it. Just kind of put it out there. Jensen takes a deep breath. There's this guy, Dimitri, Jensen says. And he's way gorgeous, tall, dark, and handsome type, with these intense blue-green eyes that change colour. And he's totally falling for this guy who's his opposite, physically. Light hair, light eyes, still tall, but built much slimmer. So it seems like they shouldn't match up, but they do, you know? Jared's watching Jensen carefully. Yeah, okay, but why do they match up? What's the charge between them? Their motivation for being together. Because a big part of erotic energy is emotional connection, you know? Jensen can see the dip in Jared's lip, the slight indentation. And God, being close to him makes Jensen want to lean forward and lick, right there. And Jared is totally asking hard questions. No fair. I don't know. It's kind of inexplicable. Their attraction, I mean. It can't be named or understood, Jensen mumbles. And God, that sounds so stupid out loud. This was such a bad idea. Hey, Jensen, Jared says softly. I get that. Sometimes who you're attracted to doesn't make any sense at all. Jensen's eyes flutter up to lock with Jared's, and the way he's looking at him, like he wants to spread him on a cracker, or maybe across his sheets, makes Jensen dizzy. He knows, right then, that Jared's going to kiss him. He's still not prepared for it. When Jared's lips brush against his, it's sweet and gentle. Nothing like any kiss Jensen's ever had. Boys are always trying to, like, destroy Jensen's mouth, eat at it like it's their dinner. But Jared just touches his lips to Jensen's, a shiver of contact that's gone in a second as he pulls away. Jensen stares, and stares, and stares. Jared clears his throat. I'm sorry, Jensen, I shouldn't have... Okay, so talking is so not what Jared needs to be doing right now. Action is clearly required. Jensen leans forward and opens his mouth against Jared's. He can hear the faint murmur of Morgan Freeman in the background talking about ice storms, but all he can feel is the flick of Jared's tongue against his bottom lip, the lazy press of his lips along Jensen's collarbone, the gentle suck of his mouth at the spot right under Jensen's chin that tickles so much he's shaking. And then Jared's got one giant hand cupping his face, and the other pressed into his back along his spine, and under his shirt, and this is so right, so right. God, unequivocally so. When they pull apart again, they're both breathing hard. Jared's eyes are wide, his pupils blown and lips parted. It's all Jensen can do not to lean forward and kiss him until he passes out from oxygen deprivation. But Jared is saying something important right now. And damn, when will that boy ever learn to shut up? I don't want to do anything that you don't, Jared's murmuring. And Jensen reaches forward and wraps his hand around the back of Jared's neck, the pressure light but reassuring. Jared, Jensen breathes. I want this, I do. I don't know why, but I do. I know why I want this, Jared whispers. Because you're amazing, Jensen. You're beautiful and you're funny and you care about people. You do right by people even when they don't do right by you. Do you know how extraordinary that is? Be amazing, Jensen. Don't ever settle for ordinary, sweetheart. Jensen lowers his eyes, embarrassed. He says. Jared's hand falls to cover Jensen's, squeezing. I know, Jared says. I know, Jensen. I do. They don't do everything that night, and it's fine. It's better than fine. It's fantastic. Jared spends hours with Jensen curled together on the living room floor, melting into each other with deep, slow kisses, all tongues and touch and tingling. Jensen's made out with a lot of guys, okay, but nobody makes out like Jared. He makes out with Jensen like he wants to feel every part of him, to taste him and savour him like hot chocolate made from scratch, with warm milk and marshmallows. When he arrives at school the next day, he's walking on air, which is probably why he doesn't even blink when Steve Carlson walks up to him and hands him a flyer. I'm playing a gig tonight down at UCLA, Steve says. I'd love if you could come, man. I can tell you've got excellent taste in music. Jensen smiles beatifically. That is true. He glances down at the flyer. Indie rock. Maybe Jared would dig it and agree to come with him. I'll try to make it, Jensen says. That's great that you got a gig, Steve. Steve looks pleasantly surprised. Thanks, Jensen, he mumbles, pushing messy light brown hair out of his eyes. I'm trying to be a new me, you know. Less drugs, more sex and rock and roll. Props, Jensen congratulates him. Mad props. He's walking from bio to English when his cell rings. He lifts it to his ear, hoping it's not Daddy freaking out about the case Jared was supposed to be working on. They didn't exactly get a whole lot of research done on the carpet. Or maybe they did, but it wasn't of the legal kind. Hey, Jen. Jared mutters low into the phone. Jensen feels his whole body tense, like someone slid an ice cube down his spine. Hey, Jared, Jensen says. I've been thinking about you all morning, Jared says. About your mouth and how I could spend all day looking at it, memorizing its shape, kissing you until you're so turned on you can't see straight. Jensen hitches in a breath. Thinking about all the things I want to do to you, Jared murmurs. How I want to suck you off until you're right on the edge, so close, tease you until you're panting and begging and pleading. "Yes," Jensen stutters, "and then let you calm down. Calm down so I can build you up again, make it last, get you so hard you're dizzy and falling apart." "I want to see you fall apart, Jensen. I want to make you fall apart." Jensen ducks behind some lockers into a stairwell, out of sight of the student traffic, to attempt to catch his breath. "Jared, I want to bend you over every surface in that shiny, perfect bedroom of yours," Jared whispers, "and fuck you until you scream." Jensen can't breathe. He can't breathe, and Jared's just talking. He's not even here. He's not even touching him, and Jensen's on fire. On fire, and he can't breathe, and oh. "I just thought," Jared says, "that if I'm going to be thinking about it, you should be thinking about it too." His phone clicks off, leaving Jensen holding the sliver of metal and trying to remember how to breathe. He snaps it shut, sitting down on the steps with a frustrated sigh. "Oh, Jared," Jensen thinks, "it is on now." Jared may know Jensen pretty well from the years they lived together and bitched at each other constantly, but there are some things about Jensen he doesn't know. For example, Jared doesn't know that if it were possible to letter in cock teasing, Jensen would not just have a jacket, he'd be an All-American. Jared thinks he's got the upper hand, but he's wrong. He's wrong in the way Jared's always wrong. Wrong, but thinks he's right. Jensen's got a plan. That afternoon, he comes home from school to find Jared slumped across the couch, bare feet propped up on the arm, gorgeous body trapped in track pants and a tank top. He's passed out, limbs spread out every which way, dark eyelashes fanned across his cheeks. He's incredible. He's beautiful. He's mine, Jensen thinks. He strides over to the couch, tugging on Jared's arm. "What?" Jared mumbles, eyes fluttering open. "We're going to a concert," Jensen announces. "Get dressed." Jared seems disoriented and confused, but he does get dressed, slipping on a pair of jeans that makes Jensen want to squeeze his ass at every opportunity, and a t-shirt that actually fits. Jensen's so distracted watching the muscles in his arms tense as he grips a steering wheel that they almost miss the exit for Westwood. Okay, so Jensen's plan is starting to seem less appealing by the second. It's Chad, ironically, that ends up helping him stay the course. When they get to UCLA and the club where Steve's playing, he sees him sitting alone in a corner and looking pouty. And okay, maybe Chad was a bitch before, but he's still a friend. It's not his fault that Jensen's prettier than he is, and wears better clothes, and that Jared likes him better. It's up to Jensen to be the nice one in this situation. "Hey," Jensen says, and Chad looks up. His face brightens immediately. He's wearing looser jeans, Jensen notices, and a white t-shirt, hair spiked with mousse. Not fabulous, but not too shabby either. It fits him. He looks good. "Hey," Chad says. "Look, Jensen, I'm so sorry about before. I was such an asshole about that stuff with Jared, and it's not right for me to get upset with you about what you said. Bros before hoes, right?" Jensen blinks. He's not going to try to translate Chadanese, but he's fairly certain there was an apology in there somewhere, so he can deal. "Absolutely," Jensen says. "I'm glad you're here, Chad. I was feeling so bad about before, and I want things to be okay between us." Chad squeezes Jensen's arm, smiling. "They're so okay. And you look fantastic, by the way. It's like you're glowing or something. Jensen blushes and Chad arches an eyebrow. What's up, Jen? You pop your cherry or something? Jen, he hears from behind him, and he turns to see Jared, a wicked grin turning up the corners of his mouth. Honey, Jensen thinks, biting his lip, you've got no idea what you're in for. I got something to talk to you about, Jared says, and wraps his hand around Jensen's wrist, tugging him forward. The last Jensen sees of Chad as Jared pulls him around a corner and down a quiet hallway is him waving, then turning to stare with rapt attention as Steve tunes his guitar. You think you're so cute, don't you? Jared says softly. Bringing me out here so you can sashay around in your tight jeans and make me hard enough to pound nails? Jensen smirks at Jared. No need to be so graphic, Jared. Jared plants one hand on Jensen's chest, shoving him until his back hits the wall, knocking the air out of him. He leans forward, dragging his tongue from Jensen's earlobe to his collarbone, pulling back just as Jensen's mouth falls open and his breathing stutters. You trying to say you don't like when I'm graphic? Jared murmurs in his ear. Is that what you're trying to say, Jensen? Jared reaches down and cups Jensen through his jeans, huge hand nearly big enough to span Jensen's waist from one hip to the other. Jensen moans, head falling against the wall with a thump. The things I want to do to you, Jared whispers, voice deep and rough with need. There are no words dirty enough. Jensen paws at Jared, yanking him forward until they're pressed close, Jared's leg wedged between Jensen's thighs, hips lined up at just the right angle. His lips find Jared's in the low light of the deserted hallway, tongue flickering out to taste chapstick and mint and sugar, then dipping into the hollow of his throat and tasting salt. God, Jensen, Jared whispers. You are the reason people write erotica. Don't you get that? Jensen looks up at him from under his eyelashes, breathing shallow and strained. Let's go home, Jensen says. Let's go home and give me something to write about. Jensen only remembers what happens next in snatches. Jared's hands everywhere, exploring him like a new continent, fingers flicking over joints and digging into muscle, grasping and gripping and tugging and trailing, calloused hands pressing into soft skin, pulling sounds from Jensen's body he didn't know he could make. The first time Jared makes him come, it's using his hands. One hand wrapped around Jensen's cock, sliding up and down, brushing his thumb over the head, twisting and stroking until Jensen's thrusting up into his fist, arching off the bed and whimpering and cursing. Oh, oh, don't stop, don't stop, you bastard, don't fucking stop. But of course Jared does stop, stops when Jensen's teetering on the edge, a razor blade away from spurting all over Jared's fist. He stops and presses one hand flat against Jensen's stomach, ignoring Jensen's angry whines and protests. I want you to come for me, Jared murmurs, and leans forward and bites Jensen lightly at the juncture between his neck and shoulder blade. Just like that, Jensen is done. He's not done, though. Oh no, not even close, because then Jared decides to use his tongue. Oh, no words indeed. Jared starts at his sternum, Jensen's chest still heaving from his recent orgasm, whole body oversensitive and shaking. But the second Jared touches his tongue to his nipple, rolling over the tiny bud, Jensen's dick gets interested all over again. His hips angle up, but Jared presses them down with one firm hand, trapping him against his silk sheets as he licks mercilessly at his nipples, first one, then the other, until Jensen's got tears in his eyes, throat raw from crying out. "Are you okay?" Jared asks when he glances up and sees Jensen's cheeks are wet. "So okay," Jensen growls. "As long as you keep going, you asshole." Jared chuckles softly, stroking one hand over Jensen's hip, then bows his head and takes Jensen's cock into his mouth with no warning. The sound Jensen makes, well, let's just say that Jensen's very glad his dad is away on a business trip in San Diego, because he's fairly certain he's not quite loud enough to be heard there. This is how Jensen comes for the second time, fucking Jared's mouth, twitching and flushed all over, panting, nearly screaming. And, Jensen may have forgot to mention that Jared's been fully clothed all this time, so... Basically, Jared's bigger than Jensen, and Jensen didn't object when he stripped him in about 2 seconds flat. It also might have something to do with the fact that Jared was jerking him off at the time, and whispering extremely not PG-rated things in Jensen's ear. But whatever, details. The third time he comes, he gets Jared to take off his shirt, at least, and that's only because he licks his lips and whispers, "I want to see you," in his softest sex kitten voice. Jared gives him his tilted, "I know what you're doing" smile, but he does take off his t-shirt, slipping it over his head and tossing it across the room. This time, Jared doesn't touch his dick at all. Instead, he slicks his fingers and presses one in, then two, and oh, it hurts, it does, but it's the kind of hurt that's almost good. Almost good until it is good. Until he hits that spot Jensen always thought was fictional. Something made up by romance novelists to conveniently bring on a climax at opportune moments. "Oh, I thought this was made up," Jensen huffs out. "Oh no," Jared murmurs against his neck, tongue darting out to capture moisture from his skin. "You taste so good," he whispers. "And that's it. Hello, hat trick." And then. The fourth time Jensen comes, Jared comes too, one arm wrapped around Jensen's waist, thrusting in and out. And it's funny. Jared's been noisy and talky this whole time, but all of a sudden he's so quiet. All Jensen can hear is his hitching breaths and the sounds of their bodies sliding together. "Jared," Jensen whispers. "Jared." "Is this..." Jared stills, tensing, but Jensen shakes his head. "Don't you dare stop," he says. "Just say something, please. Make some kind of sound." Jared wraps his hand around Jensen's hard length, stroking up, and hums against sweat-slick skin between Jensen's shoulder blades. "Want to see you fall apart," Jared whispers, and then stops moving entirely, hands still moving up and down Jensen's cock. "What are you..." Jensen protests. I can't move, I can't..." Jared groans, voice husky and strained. That's when Jensen pushes back against him, taking him deeper, and Jared gasps and shudders. He pulls Jensen back against him, holding him close and stroking slick and hard, and oh God, so good, until Jensen climaxes with Jared's name on his lips. "Jesus Christ," Jared groans. He plants a soft kiss behind Jensen's ear, then one on his lips, as Jensen turns to lick his way into his mouth. When they collapse onto the bed, Jared disposing of the condom and pulling Jensen close, he hears Jared murmur, "Just be limber." Jensen curls around Jared until they're just a mass of sweaty limbs, grinning stupidly. "You a JT fan, Jared?" Jensen jokes. Jared snorts. "No, but I'm glad you are," he murmurs. Jensen bites his nipple, making Jared shiver and laugh. "Ah, oh, Jensen," Jared whispers, "you are really something." "You know what?" Jensen says, propping himself up on one elbow and staring into Jared's sleepy blue-green eyes. "You're kind of everything." Jared's grin could power Vegas for days. The Kripke Gamble wedding happens later that spring, just before Jared and Jensen take off for Paris. Jensen wants to see the spring collections, and Jared, well, Jared's a dork and actually wants to see Paris. It's a beautiful ceremony, understated and gorgeous, and Jensen cries during most of it. Jared sits there holding his hand, stroking his thumb along the skin between his thumb and forefinger, and occasionally reaching up to brush wetness off his cheeks. "Weddings are just so, so incredible," Jensen hiccups. "You're incredible," Jared murmurs, kissing Jensen's cheek, then cupping his chin with one hand. "I hate you," Jensen says. "How is it that you're so perfect?" "I'm not perfect," Jared objects. "I own a lot of pink and flannel." Jensen tilts his head to one side. "That is true, but it's okay." Jared arches an eyebrow. "I let it go," Jensen explains, "because you're really good in bed." Jared considers this. "I am, aren't I?" Jensen elbows him in the chest. "Egomaniac? Brat? Fashion victim? Drama queen?" "Is that an insult?" Jensen asks, wrinkling his nose. Jared smiles, eyes warm and bright. "You're impossible," he says. "Nothing's impossible," Jensen says primly. "Some things are just highly improbable." "Like you finishing that erotica piece," Jared says. "I thought that was going to go on forever, like ER or War and Peace." "It did get kind of epic, didn't it?" Jensen says. "It did," Jared nods sagely. "But it's the ending that matters," Jensen says. "Right?" "And how did it end?" Jared asks, mouth curving up at one corner. "How else?" Jensen grins. "Happily." Jared squeezes his hand. "Good." "There may have been multiple orgasms involved," Jensen hints. "Multiple, huh?" Jared says, biting his lip and widening his eyes in faux innocence. "We better get started then." "Definitely," Jensen murmurs. "We've got a plane to catch." The end. That was Unequivocal Sex Invite, which was read for Cybele, who bought me for Sweet Charity this year. I hope you enjoyed it.